Hello! This is the third episode of The Irish Hound, with, of course, the Hound.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
And, of course, me as the Irish. Straight up, we'd like to say sorry for the delay, but we had actually recorded an episode 3, but there'd been a bit of a problem with it.
No, that's just to be honest. It was fucking shit. You wouldn't have liked it anyway. You know,
we were just talking about shite and
kind of dad run up.
Yep, that was a really awkward thing.
You know, and
the only highlight of it was I asked him, "Oh, Dad, what's wrong with you? Is there anything I can get you?" He went, "Big blonde with big tits, probably."
Yep.
Best dad ever. Straight up, I'd like to say it is hopefully going to get better from here. I'd like to say sorry for the delay again. We were going to start at about 5 today, but then things popped up, like my microphone breaking suddenly.
Yes.
And us having a wee bit of a problem. But anyway, start up. How was your week, Charlie?
You know, same old school shit. No one does anything interesting.
Did you hear about Popeye?
Yep. Took to the ground.
Yeah, Popeye is our friend in year 11.
Not friend.
Well, not friend.
Nope.
Anyway, he got dropped like a sack of shit by a year 9.
Yes, he's year 11.
He's actually broken his cheekbone, I heard.
I heard, but I don't know if it's true. But I did see a Twitter photo from him. As you know, I was like, I wonder if he's been whining on. Twitter photo, guess what you put on, like, the picture?
Him being a
well,
puff.
It's him going, new haircut! And guess what? It's hashtag something something. Guess.
Hashtag YOLO?
No. Hashtag hot as nails.
Oh, we have a faggot alert. Oh my fucking god.
Sorry, that, you're not hot as nails, because you just got dropped by a year 9.
That gave me AIDS. Oh. The thing I don't understand with that is he's actually respected by people in his area. Who the fuck respects that?
You know, it must be a really bad area for fighters. No. You know?
This week has been quite fun, though, because my friend, Sam Robin... Oh, better not. Sammy has been in Italy, and we have now started to think about the design of a future holiday for us.
Not for me, you know, I'm not in that
group. You'd probably be like, hell no, I'm not going through that. But an Amsterdam trip. Now, I know everybody's going second to drug capital. We're not going there for that. To be honest, we're just going for drinking, because we know it'll be fucking hilarious. We'll have that, of course, and it'll be 4 lads. So we'll have a person, we'll have 2 people in each team to go on the clunge hunt.
Oh, you're getting some mouldy clunge there.
If you go to Amsterdam, though, I'm pretty sure you'd have to pay about £50 to
idiot. This is what you do. You go down the red light district, the prostitutes will rape
you. No, you don't.
And then request money.
The prostitutes. Have you not heard? I actually got this told off my stepdad. Really? He went, don't go to the red light at night because a little immigrant, I shall call him, shall come up to you and go, have you got the time or could you change this tenner for change? This is now followed by you getting your wallet out, him grabbing it with his fucking hand as hard as it can, and then running off of it. And as he chases after him and turn the corner, he's there with all his friends. Now, I like to go,
surprise,
well,
butt sex.
I can knock them the fuck out. But my stepdad said it's usually the older brothers and the older family members, like the fathers, which makes me go, what the fuck?
Family business.
No, you're not stealing all that. No, but hopefully we won't be going to the red light unless it's that daytime for a Mickey take. You know, like, to be a proper tourist. See what it's like.
Now, I want to ask you, Connor, would you be doing a vlog?
A vlog?
Yes, video log. Pretty much you record your day in Amsterdam. Like, you'll record your holiday, and we'll
I don't
see
think I
what
want to.
antics.
I don't want to, and just in case anything comes up, and I'm like, it'll be like the Hangover situation where they look at the photos at the end of it and you go, what the fuck?
Oh, I bet you should. I reckon you should, to be honest.
If I ever do anything like that, it'll be some kind of midget camera there so nobody could be able to find it and be like, oh yeah, that happened. Oops, sorry. Bit of problem there. No, I would do that, but like I said, the thieving over there. So,
yes.
There's only two options really that we thought of straight away. Either Italy, but my friends over there are already skiing, or Amsterdam, or Belgium, more along the lines of.
And to be honest, all I'm thinking is I'll go to Sweden.
Yeah, you just like the Swedish.
Yeah, who doesn't, man? Sweden's amazing.
With this though, I'm having to learn a tad Dutch.
Give us a bit of Dutch. Give us a bit of Dutch.
Well, I only know the bad words right now. But klootzak, which basically means asshole.
Awesome.
I know. The thing is though, I got taught that years ago when I was about 7 or 8 by my stepdad then.
Oh, come on, Connor. Your auntie was buying you pornography magazines when you were that age.
Hey, no, it was 9. No. The dirtiest thing I ever got was my t-shirt of blowjobs better than no job.
Oh, no, come on. I remember that Facebook photo you took when it was like bottles of Cokes by your bedside and a massive like, nuts photo, like poster. And
how just... old was I?
I don't know, you're
come
like,
on.
You're like 10, 11?
Fuck. No comment. There's another thing that's been happening. You know them moments when you just correct a friend and you just bounce it in their face like, yes, I'm correct. You're wrong, you dick, for saying that I was speaking bullshit.
Is this the exam situation?
Oh, no. This is about something which is completely fucked.
Right.
My conversation with a friend of mine, Grixie, we had somehow got to disturbing acts of sexual. Let's leave that till another time, or maybe later on. But if anybody has listened and they've ever heard of objectophilia, then you all will know that I'm speaking the truth and that it's fucked up. Do you personally know what objectophilia is?
Yes.
Do you want me to... I'll say it anyway.
I'll say it's it. When, it's when you have feelings over an object and you really just want to fuck it.
Well, in this case, though, this friend of mine did not believe me when I said that a woman had been married to the Eiffel Tower for a year and she went on to the tower and started riding a beam with her fanny out. Broad daylight, people were still around. There could have been a kid that looked up wrongly and would have got therapy for a while.
She didn't just get wood, she got stone.
No, she got metal. She got bare steel on that pussy. But I had to eventually find the video. It's disturbing. I really deleted my history right after that. So I was like, no, what the fuck? I deleted my history after it and I thought, no. But I had to send him the link and go, ha ha ha, fuck you, I was right. And in the morning, he just looked at me and went, what the fuck were you even watching to even know about that? And I just went, wasn't porn before you say anything, Charlie, you sick bastard.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually a documentary on the telly one night. I was bored, I just left it on. And I was hooked, thinking, this shit has to be made up. There can't be people like... But there is. I remember seeing... I actually watched 2 episodes of it. The second episode of this thing, I believe. The guy used to love cars.
Oh, I remember that from the DHB.
Yes, no. He loved his car.
Like Australian or something.
I don't know, but he loved cars so much. He went to this little beat-up hotel in the middle of America or somewhere where there's apartments and everything. The really stereotypical one, where you get a room which is tiny, and there's about 100 of them in one little area. He left his room in the middle of the night because he had a wee bit of a fancy for a car that was owned by another gentleman that was there. Do you want to know what he did to it?
Fucked it right up.
No, actually, I'm surprised he didn't fuck its exhaust pipe, but he apparently jizzed on its bonnet.
Oh my god.
And then he went, oh, this baby was really good last night. I'm like, no, that's sick, I'm gonna puke.
Shit. Well, I remember that thing from the DHB was this guy, and he had feelings for his dad's car.
Oh, yes, I remember hearing that. Yes. I couldn't believe I knew there was something like this.
And he pretty much signed up for a documentary, and his dad didn't know what the documentary was for. And it came to the end of this documentary where he opened up to his dad, which his dad was paying him to wash his car, but to be honest, the kid liked it because, you know, he wanted to fuck the car. And he's pretty much went up to his dad and went, Dad, I gotta open up to something. He's like, are you gay? No. I fancy the car. And he's like, what? You fancy what? He went, I wanna fuck your car. And his dad just probably went, you're a fucking weirdo. Get the fuck out of my house. You're not my son anymore. And
I'm sorry, but if you were in that situation, I know mums and dads go, oh, but he could say anything to me and I wouldn't be affected. You can fuck off. That would affect you for life.
It's like going, hey mum, I fancy Goldie the goldfish.
What? did you see about, this is prize parenting, by the way. Like we've said, I believe, already, in another episode, people are becoming Facebook famous.
Nobs.
With this, though, there was the chicken and the boy. Definitely. Do you know what his mom said to him?
It's okay, I'll get you help.
Oh, no. Well, along them lines, but she went, you'll have to stop doing it. From now on, I'll hire a hooker for him.
Holy moly. That's what he wanted, didn't he? He wasn't getting it.
No. There's a woman just straight up went, I've told him not to do it anymore. So I'm going to, from now on, hire hookers for him to do this instead. I'm like, what the fuck? What? How?
And not an interview. I will not let him watch any Chicken Run or Chicken Little. I don't feed him omelet anymore. You know?
You know how you have the farmer families where they've actually got a cockerel waking them up going, do you think when he wakes up with the morning wood, especially that day?
That's every day then, isn't it?
Cockerel doesn't just make the morning rise. It's like, I feel a bit frisky for some feathers.
But his search history would be so clean. Chicken.
True. I could easily become racist, but I choose not to.
You know, everyone knows it's stereotypical black guy. Nordic, yep, Connor.
Well, let's go with that. We've got a black friend and
Jay!
He himself. Yeah, Jay! But he, along the line, just, he goes, chicken is amazing, which I must agree is at times, but I can't stand bones. But chicken, watermelon. Did you see what he brought in the other day?
Toothpaste?
Oh, no. Hey. He's stereotypical. He bought Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on Facebook.
What the f...
That's not stereotypical black guy. That's just American.
Oh, no, that is.
It's not really.
It is. In America?
Yeah, I haven't heard any stereotypical stories about always black guys drinking Kool-Aid.
Oh, I have.
Oh, I haven't. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Oh, well, tough shit.
I'm not like the way you talking to me. No black guys don't like that sort of shit. But yeah.
That really happened, and it was weird.
But since we're on the food topic, there's we were talking like on the first episode about burger, salmon, horse in it. Well, brace yourselves, there's been a lasagna found which has 100% trace of horse meat.
I don't understand. If it doesn't stick in your throat, it won't stick in your arse.
If you're alive the next morning or the week after, you know it's okay.
It's not going to kill you.
What can you
Unless
expect?
you've. Of
What can you expect? You're buying like 50p meat product. It's not gonna be fucking meat.
If anything, it's going to have essence of meat. I remember reading the fucking chicken burger thing. It's that flavoring of chicken. There
Yeah.
was fuck all chicken in that thing.
But it tastes so
Although
good.
my dad was just keep scared at the point, but still, it was not. It, I tell lie. About 20% of it was chicken. The rest
Wow.
was some kind of chemical extract and another kind of ingredient that I couldn't fucking pronounce if I had a degree.
But to be honest, I don't give a fuck. It tastes awesome.
Ah, true. Like I said, if it doesn't stick in your throat, it won't stick in your ass.
If it tastes nice, it's okay.
Aye. I think it's fucked up, but oh, I've been thinking, with the podcast, should we make up a wee bit of a section?
What sort of section?
I'm thinking the badass section, because
Badass.
there are people out there who are just when like for instance, badass could be anything. If there's anybody listening, maybe you can give us details. We have, of course, our Twitter and Facebook, but if you comment and go, you think this is a badass, we'll actually discuss it and go, is he not? Because I want to first up straight away put the Dirty Sanchez crew in, because
Yeah, Dewey Sanchez are amazing. Oh, fucking
Dirty
hell.
Sanchez, they are the foremost fucked up
If you don't know
individuals
who they
that I've.
are, they're a bunch of guys from Wales who pretty much do Jackass, but in my opinion, are a lot worse.
They're from the Welsh Valleys, and they make. You see Jackass do some stuff,
But these
but
guys take it fucking to the
these
next
four
level.
lads, there was actually a thing called Pritchard vs. Dainton, and on that, they were going for the greatest high ever. There's points in there that you're thinking, how are they still alive? They got dropped by Mexican wrestlers after thinking that this one ingredient, if they rubbed it in their skin, would make them immune to pain. It didn't work. In the end, Pritchard got a steel chair knocked off his head. So that just shows how fucked they are. If
Alright.
anybody's watched Balls of Steel, other shows are real,
Yeah,
they
Nedge.
are the Danger Men, I think it's called.
Nedge as well.
Yep, that's Pritchard and Pancho.
Yeah, well.
Big or small, fuck 'em all. Here's a little phrase. I love the little drunk
If we're
idiot.
gonna have some Balls of Steel guys, we're gonna have the guy, the couple who fuck a lot whilst, meeting houses.
Oh, yeah.
The devil guy.
The devil is my
Yeah,
favorite.
annoying
He,
devil.
when he did the bridge thing and he did a bunch of
Have you seen
dog
the
turds on the thing, you're like, what the
Or you see
fuck?
the one when he's on the golf course and there's a guy putting it and he just goes in with a box and throws a bunch of golf balls and goes, "Better luck now, fucker!" Run off.
Oh no, the best one I've ever seen. When he's this is a man fishing. He goes over with a huge fucking speed boat and goes, "Hey, the fish are doing well." Like the man, the fisherman is just screaming and going, "Will you fuck off?" You're like, "Nah, it's a bad devil. He doesn't care. He wants to make you hell."
Also, the minute in black guy.
Militant black guy, he would be. He's guy.
If you don't know who the minute in black guy, he pretty much is black power. Like, he deliberately goes into the shop and goes, "I'm looking for a Christmas song, which is white. You're dreaming of white Christmas? White Christmas? White Christmas? There's no black Christmas? What is this? Are you a racist?" Or he goes in and goes, "I'm looking for a coffee, not white, but black." Do, do. It's like the Prodigy song or something.
Oh, the. No, Prodigy, what?
It's another Prodigy. What song is it? It's like...
That's the song off Kill Bill.
No, but what actually is the song made by
him? Oh, come on. Do I look like I know that?
I'm pretty sure it's Prodigy, to be honest. It's one of them, like, really old, like, musicians.
It would be very old. I don't think it would be like, Prodigy.
It's like 19... I want to say 19... Early 1990s.
Well, anyway, moving on.
Yeah, I think we went on.
So we've got the Militant Black Guy. We've got most of the Balls of Steel cast.
The kid who fucked up Popeye.
We got that guy. He is a badass.
Badass.
He does MMA, mixed martial arts, which, I'm not kidding, is a legend.
Supposedly he's a shit one.
A shit one?
Supposedly he's shit at it.
I'll have to test him.
Supposedly Fozzie beat him up.
Fozzie? What?
Yeah. Supposedly Fozzie beat him up. So that kid can beat him. It's like...
In other words, does that mean that Fozzie's like 10 times stronger than Popeye?
Yeah, and Fozzie isn't even strong, so...
I know, that's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
There's points when in life where you go, what the fuck has just happened?
I want to go there, that's like a... That was actually a no-win-win situation.
I wish I had seen that fight just
yes,
before.
Me too.
Ha ha ha. No, but, like I said, should we make that a section for the badass?
Sure.
Over time, we will have different sections. We still need to make a sound clip for the news, because the Irish news, well, like I said, it's fucked. I like it. It's funny. But we need a little opening to it, I believe. But,
I got some bad news, though.
Oh, badass?
No, not badass, but just bad news. Yeah, I've lost the opening to the show.
Oh, fuck.
So, yeah.
Right, well, should I actually make a proper one this time and not something that I made up in 5 minutes?
No, this show will have no one, but we'll come back next week with a 10 times better one. How about that?
Yeah.
Just a little bit of extra time, because we made that one which we used the past show.
It's a pie to wank.
It was like 15 minutes of just putting effects and getting sound clips. It wasn't good, but, yeah.
If anything, it's a copyright thing that was annoying, because everyone out there, you'll all know, well, no, you'll have the people at Co. Copyright? What's that? But you have to have your clips to be made so that you can actually use it without having to buy rights to it.
And it can't be just non-copyright, it's got to be royalty-free as well.
Royalty-free.
That's what people get really far. They get non-copyright music, and you go, so you got ads on that. Is that royalty-free? No, royalty-free? What's that? Well, you're breaking the law. Sorry.
That's how it gets you. It makes you think, no, you're fucked. You've got nothing. You've got to take that off.
Yeah, I actually go on YouTube videos and go, mate, take that off, otherwise I'm going to have to really, you know, flag this down. They don't listen, and it gets taken down.
I hate to say it, but you sound like a twat from that.
Only being like, a law-abiding citizen.
I'm not. I'm straight up not. I'll happily admit that.
I know a lot about copyright. Let's just say that. A kid tried to actually out-copyright my mind by saying you're not allowed to put ads on Minecraft videos. Let's just say I ripped that kid a new arsehole.
Good lad.
Yeah.
Little twat deserved it.
Yeah.
I haven't mentioned. With us being in year 11, we've now got the term of options.
We've had it for quite some time.
What?
What options? We've had options. Well, we're creating new options, yeah, for...
For A levels, you...
Yeah, A levels, yeah. I thought you meant, like, because we're in year 11, we can pick options now. I'm like, no, we've done it for 2 years. We don't know about...
Oh, that feckin' we've got 2 times of taking options. Well, 3 if you count university or college. What are you hoping to take, or if you're not going into sixth form, what are you hoping to take out of college?
I have already put my application in. I already had an interview. I'm taking graphics, media, film, and IT.
So, I'm sorry to say, but that sounds like something I'd want to slip my wrists at.
No. Why?
Like, let's go through that list again.
Alright, so graphics,
Graphics? No, that's good. I'll admit that. It's nice, because I'm hopefully going to try and be helping out in that kind of way, and doing stuff like it.
Film studies?
Oh, by the wank. If it's anything like media, you'll want to end up hitting someone by the end of it.
And ICT.
ICT. Yeah. I'm sorry, but I'm not meaning this, but are they trying to insult your intelligence? You are pretty goddamn good at ICT already.
Yeah, I'm going to be better.
What at? You know most of it already, though, don't you?
Yeah, but I want to go into potentially teaching. I want to be a teacher. Yep, that's right. I want to be a fucking teacher.
Twat!
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, what kind of name would they call you? Mr. Hess or Mr. What kind of weird name could you make out of Hess?
You can't.
That's a lucky thing, because we've got Weir, who is, other teachers are available, other names, but we've got a teacher called Mr. Weir, who says that he used to be called a child as Weirdo. I'm sorry, but who didn't think up the word queer?
Come on, do you know the Mr. Bert? First name?
Bert.
Yeah. And his, first name is starts with a P. As I occasionally just short name Puberty.
Pubert. Pubert. What the fuck?
No, Puberty. Just go, what up, Puberty? No. But you wouldn't say that to him, because, you know, you don't give nicknames to teachers and go, yo, what up, Knob Jockey?
You know. Oh, no, no. We've got it. No, we've got Bean. He doesn't even care Bean. Now, I think.
He thinks it's... We're being nice.
Oh, like, we fuck. Yeah. Oh,
he probably goes home to his wife and hot daughter. Hey, I'm loved at school by these kids. And what's like, no! We want to fuck your daughter!
His daughter is fit. Well, we've only had someone that's actually seen her, but he took a picture and, fit.
I haven't seen a photo, so I need to see a photo.
You need to see this shit. I'm not kidding.
Where can I see this photo?
I'll have to tell you about it later.
Okay.
Timmer.
Okay, baby. What have you seen?
So, you know what you're taking for A-levels,
yep.
Don't you?
Yep.
And for me, I'm around the area where I'm going. What the fuck should I take? Because, I haven't told you about what my interview basically told me, did I?
Oh no, what did it tell you?
My teacher, who I got, I straight up went, well, I'd hopefully want to take biology and chemistry. Well, I'm already going to hopefully take them already, but he just went straight away, what would you like to do later on? I went, oh, I'd hopefully like to go to university and maybe do medicine. His response to this was both a look of disappointment, pity. And he stood up and showed me four sixth form people's data. And every single one of them had A's and A stars. I didn't see a single fucking B. Now, I'm not the fucking smartest, okay?
Yeah, that's pretty much that teacher going, give up now, don't choose it.
Yeah, just like, fucked. don't even fucking try, you're not going to win.
You know, you'll be in the classroom, everyone going, oh, what did you get? Oh, A star, oh, what did you get? A star. Connor, what did you get?
Fucking B.
B. C. Maybe a D.
No.
You suck, Connor. Boo!
That bad, I've only gotten one D, and that would be for my French.
You're a lucky cunt.
I'm clever. People look at me and go, there's a fun thing where I'll go, oh, I took separate. They will go, really? I'm like,
actually, I want to put another section, knobs, or people we hate.
So we have the badass section and then we have the knob.
Yeah, the knob section. The fucking who resit. I would like
volunteer that teacher straight away.
You can go in there. But people who have A's, when they find out and go, I'm going to reset that one A star. And I'm sitting there like, what the fuck are you doing?
Fuck you.
Have you done that?
Fuck. I did it with my biology.
You're a knob. Connor's
No,
a
but
knob.
I was too often a star, and the teacher went straight up. If you would like, you should retake it. And me being an idiot, I thought, okay, I'll retake it. Little did I know the reset for me is worse because I fucking lost and I got a fucking B. No, but... fuck it. I am a knob for that, I'll admit. But
you chose a stupid decision.
Yep, I did. So, that happened. But if we're going to have this section, I would like to volunteer every fucking swagget.
I would happily agree to that.
If you have a... Oh, this is another thing. Snapbacks.
I do own one, but I don't wear it outside. I wear it in my room.
I have nothing against snapbacks. I mean as in how a person will wear it. If they wear it so that it is so far off their fucking head, yeah, it has no fucking usage.
Hmm.
That bit at the top is meant to cover your eyes, not to be somewhere at the back of your cranium.
Also, the cunts who complain if you take the sticker off the front of it. Like dude, you're losing the originality. I'm just going to my head, you know? No one's going to want it.
I have something fucking shiny on your head. I could get noticed more as I rape you.
Yo, hey. 59, baby! No.
I'm like, I fucking hate them. No. Here's what we go. The wannabe hipsters.
Don't even use that word.
Hipsters are faggots.
Don't even use that word. They've turned the simplistic, lovable Zelda triangle turn into a death trap. I can't even say Triforce anymore because people go, ah, hipster! I'm like, no, Zelda.
To which case you want to go, I want to fucking kill you.
And then the games which
yes,
people don't even play.
That's happened. It's wannabe hipsters that I hate, though. The ones that say, oh yeah, I'm a hipster. Like, you're fucking not. You're just a dopey shit that found his top button and found a snapback. Take the fucking hat off, undo the button, and hope to fuck that your doll money doesn't get stopped.
Yes, I want to put this up as well. People who wear, you know, they wear a shirt. You see this in school quite a lot. They wear a
yes.
shirt, but they fasten the top button when you don't even have a tie. I'm like, what are you doing?
The only time I'd ever have my top button done is either if I wanted to strangle myself, or, of course, I had a tie.
Yeah.
Ties are nice. I like ties. Yeah.
I'm jealous.
I'm jealous. I actually want to wear a tie.
This school are bringing back ties and blazers. I'm like, bitch!
Now? What?
Like, in the next, like, I think it's like the New Year 9s or so are going to have, like, they're bringing a new uniform out. With ties and blazers and stuff. I'm like,
do you
want to
know
bitch.
Something? The jumper-wise, as much as that droops like shit, I would rather have a jumper than a blazer, if I'm to be honest.
I like blazers because if you get too hot, you can open it up. Get too cold, you fasten it up.
Ah, but blazers...
Too hot, you can take it off.
But if the blazers, it doesn't exactly do me any justice now, does it? I'm quite a large chap, and I'm sorry, but it does not fucking suit
me. It doesn't matter, it's not going to affect you anyway.
I look like one of the fat teachers.
You're going to probably end up wearing a blazer anyway.
Oh, fuck that, I'm going to wear a waistcoat and sixth one.
Hipster!
Oh, fuck off. Waistcoats are gentlemanly. They're not swag. Yeah. Oh, another one. Swag!
Swag fag.
Swaggot faggots need to fucking die.
Ban them.
They should not be... As in the words of Billy Connolly, it's time to trim the herd. Natural selection should have picked them ones out.
That is 100% correct.
The thing is with that, we actually can't have natural selection anymore, you know. We have gotten to the stage where we can actually cope with the badness of what we have to deal with. So we can't even kill the idiot. Oh, well, not exactly kill the idiot. We can't kill the twat and go, right, the future will be better. Our IQ is going to exponentially rise thanks to that faggot being gone.
We gotta kill the inbreds.
Oh, yes, they...
Actually, no, we gotta introduce
we gotta keep the inbreds.
Yeah, we gotta introduce the inbreds and then kill the intelligent people.
We've got to introduce the inbreds because they have webbed feet. We can't drown them. That's a trait which could come in handy later.
So we're gonna have the we're gonna have the people from the films Hills of Eyes and the Wrong Turn.
Yes.
And they're gonna be walking around our cities, fucking with normal people, getting them pregnant. We're not gonna give them condoms. Okay.
We're just gonna go right, give them every STD. If you find a twat, fuck them.
Then it's gonna be like Infected the Phone Game, but with inbred people.
Yeah, it'd be so epic. I'm not meaning to say, I straight up just like to say, when I say the idiots, I would not want to mean people that are mentally
disabled.
Have problems.
Mentally handicapped.
No, handicapped is, too PC, okay? If you have a mental disability or a physical disability, that does not deter you from being a proper human.
I don't understand. What was wrong with me saying handicapped?
I think handicap's not the correct term.
No. Handicap's the correct term?
No, but anyway.
One second, I'm Googling this!
Okay, he's Googling that, but I'd like to say straight up, I actually lived right next to a care home, and I'm not kidding, I love them. When I was about 4, I had a friend who was 6'5", but he had the mental age of about a 10-year-old. And to be honest, he was the best mate you could have. Because he was kind, considerate, he couldn't hurt a fly. But I'd like to point out, I'm not being racist or discriminating anything. Because if you are human, you are human. I know people go, oh, you fucking... No, I'm not even going to go into it. Because it's that bad. I really hate people like that. Same with, but I'd like to point that out. But, in Billy Connolly's word, trim the herd. If anything, I think, his way of saying it was quite clever. Because he said it from a cannibal point of view. Going, we'll eat all the prisoners. That halves the population crisis.
This is fucked up, okay?
What?
It's not right to call them handicapped, but you can call them challenged.
Yeah.
But challenged means... But handicapped's not... It's less offensive than challenged.
Nope, that's actually worse.
How?
Challenged could mean a number of things, but handicapped is... Well, it's a really bad term. The thing is, though, when I did my work experience with health and social care training...
The world's fucked up, man. The world's fucked up.
Yeah, I told you, PC, political correctness, it's absolutely fucking retarded. It's out the window, okay? It is fucked.
Black people get offensive when you call them black. No. Pakistan, you call them Paggies, and they go mental when the news call it as well. No, it's politically correct. It's Paggies. It's politically correct.
No, it's called Pakistani. We're going racist now.
It's Paggy.
I'm just going to go Google that so that it doesn't go fucking bad. Otherwise, you are going to have to take that out.
No.
Being mate, it's a podcast. We're not allowed to say that. Because, I'm not kidding, I do not need to have this kind of shit happen to me. I'd like to say it's not my fault.
No, it's not offensive.
Right, I'm actually Googling this because...
It's the same as calling a Polish person Pole, Brit, Australian, Aussie. It's just shortening out.
Yeah, but I'd like to point out, they don't like to be called that. Sorry, all Pakistani people out there, I'm not racist. Neither is my associate, but still. What the fuck is wrong with saying that? It became a bad word in jokes and everything, but... Still, it's just a shortened word. It's like we have, like my friend said, the Aussies. Or, if I show you these... The Waziristans, they're full of Waziris, though. The Kurdistan full of Kurds, or Kazakhstan full of Kazakhs. It's just a shortened term. It's not meant to be anything bad.
As what I saw in one of the comments, you can, if a white man said it would be offensive, if a black man said it, it would be a delight to their culture.
I really don't know.
That would be annoying. The world's fucked up! This world's a messed up place.
Nah, but still, Pakistani is the correct term for someone from Pakistan.
Well, either way is correct, to be honest. They call us Brits. I don't like being called a Brit.
I can't be called a fucking Brit, can I?
You know? Scottish people probably don't like being called Scots.
Nah, that's not going to affect them. They get hyped up about it.
Polish people don't like to probably be called Poles. You know?
I know.
It's fucked up, man.
But
fucked
moving up. On from this horrible...
Fucked up.
Went fucking racist. Fucking hell.
It's not racist. If you think it's racist, then you're the one racist.
Fuck's sake. It, mate, I'm not kidding. If
I go in the that part of the world, let's just talk about that Asian film we watched.
No, let's not go on to the squad. That was fucked up.
It was weird. A woman had samurai swords coming out of breasts.
The thing is, it didn't have anywhere else to go if it went back in.
Yes.
It would have just straight out of her back, which I still to this day don't know how that works.
It's fucked up.
Okay? We have fucked up people, okay? Straight up.
And it doesn't matter, this show is explicit. So it's everyone's been warned. If they're offended, they're offended. You know, doesn't give a fuck.
True. We like our friends at the THB who were mentioned about Polish. Mr. Pink, bad Mr. Pink.
All right.
Have you ever heard of? Or should we do this now? One of my sections to mention is. Disturbing acts that you've ever heard of.
Well, we kind of covered them in the first, like, two.
We haven't went further. Have I mentioned about the CM?
Yeah, well, I've seen a guy get handicapped. Not handicapped, decapitated.
I was about to say...
Decapitated. Challenge. Decapitated.
Handicapped? Oh, yes.
Decapitated.
You actually went... So retarded, you both got it wrong, and you went fucking unpolitically correct. Great! Epic.
Well, I've seen a guy get decapitated, and so have you, Connor.
Yes, I have, but...
You sent me the video.
Yes! Oh, the Chainsaw Man. Yes, that was quite fun. But, no, I meant as in disturbing sexual acts.
Sexual acts? Not really, no.
Should we go on with this, or do you want to puke already?
I reckon we should just go forward to the news, to be honest.
Are you that scared of it?
Not really, I'll tell you how long we've been so far. We've been in here for 43 minutes, and I don't want to make it too big.
Oh, that's what she said. Okay then, on to the Irish news.
Yay.
We still need to do a musical. Okay. A kids app translates grown-up paper into child-friendly articles.
Were they already child-friendly?
No. An augmented reality app that translates grown-up newspapers for children has been developed in Japan. And in this picture, I kid you not, it's actually got by augmented reality to animate the page. How epic is that?
So wait, it's made it so it's child-friendly.
Yes.
I guess
There's cartoon characters that appear on the screen explaining stories and drawing attention to important words.
Well,
we need to get that for the fucking Dole office.
If the news is anything like the film we watched, I don't really think it's suitable if it's animated.
True. But yes, there's been a new app made in Japan. Just a Japanese clever bastards.
If you're a Japanese child, go get it now.
Yes, I'm quite amazed at this. It's actually got a little. If you just hold out your smartphone over the page, cartoon characters appear on the screen, explaining stories and drawing attention to the important way. I need one of them now.
Am I only worried that pedophiles are just going to go, hey, little kitty, you want to read a story? Well, you're going to have to come in my house because I got my mobile in there and cartoons.
Thankfully, it's only Japan, I think, that I found this on.
Well, you know, Japanese people might do it, but meh.
It might come to another form, but I really hope that it doesn't just yet.
Or it could get seriously hacked, and instead of putting nice, innocent images,
it could become a lot worse.
Yeah, it could start threatening. Like, maybe some link to maybe a certain porn website, or maybe.
The next one. A German job centre has had to apologise after offering work as a hostess in a brothel to a teenage girl, according to a local newspaper in Augsburg, Bavaria. Or Bavaria, however. What the fuck? What
the fuck is wrong with everyone?
German job centre's brothel of a shocked teenager. Well, I would fucking hope so.
It's a fucking brothel!
The 19-year-old's mother screamed when she saw the letter offering her daughter the work placement. The Augsburger Allgemeine Report, sorry if I can't pronounce it correct, the head of the job centre has quoted as saying it should have asked the young woman before sending. No shit, Sherlock. Oh, it was not as It says not as if it's in a brothel, there's going to be a point where one of the customers are going to get a little handsy or betting.
It's just like the brothel's gone. Yeah, we're totally innocent right now. It's just like a strip club. Nothing happens. Don't go out back, by the way. Those rooms which are locked, which says do not enter without supervision, you just don't want to go in there. Go to the bar.
Next one. Italy Mafia suspect aided daughter's TV talent bid.
What?
An Italian man arrested on suspicion of mafia activity gave out hundreds of mobile phones to try bring his daughter success in a television talent show. Police believe.
Why would you imagine that awkward conversation with the mafia? Yo, Antonio. You know, my little girl, she's doing talent show.
Domenico Ferrara, 56, fucking hell, is suspected of leading a clan of the Camorra network, which operates in the Naples region. Some 300 phones were found that had been used to text into Ti lascio una canzone, leaving you a song. Mr. Ferrara's 13-year-old daughter was on the show. She came in second.
Haha, it didn't work so well, knob.
Still, fuck in hell, you must have some love for your children if you're doing that.
Or he fucking hates her and wants to get her some, you know.
Yeah, to get her out of his hair. Yeah. It's like, could you maybe fuck off?
Maybe if she wins this, someone will like her like a rich boy and, you know, I get more money. Because I got to pay off the mafia.
Okay, this one's got me. How retarded. Bin Laden City, Abbottabad, to build an amusement park.
Wow, Bin Laden?
The Pakistani city where Osama Bin Laden was found and killed by US Special Forces is building an amusement park in the hope of boosting tourism.
What, is it like a horror house or something?
Instead, it has no link to the Al-Qaeda leader. Instead, it will boast a zoo, water sports, mini golf, rock climbing, and a paragliding club. Officials in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province said, it will cost roughly $30 million for them, £19 million to us, and take 5 years to build.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but what the
fuck? Hey kids, we're not going to Alton Towers, we're going to Pakistan! Yay!
Yay! See where he died.
Hitler.
I was about to say Hitler, and I thought, nope, that's not the right one.
Osama bin Laden was killed that way. Does that mean terrorists live there? No! That was just a misunderstanding. Okay! Kids, get your bomb shelter hats on!
The moment when your mouse does not work. Shit. Fuck. Oh well. I'm fucked.
Well, I'll go. We'll try and fix that shit whilst I talk about this. Well, in America recently, there's been a rogue policeman who's lost his job in the LA police, and he was in the Navy as well. He pretty much went rogue after losing his job and is now running around shooting people.
Legend.
Well, a lot of people say, well, that should be easy. It's fucking not. He posted like a message on Facebook saying, these guys will regret what they're doing. I'll use all my skills I've learned with bomb demolition training, arm training, survival training. They have definitely got it wrong for waking up the sleeping giant. And he kind of just went off. And to be honest, he means business, really, because he went off, shot a person, went off the mountains, burned his truck, and then police shot some people who thought that was him. Turned out to be a woman.
Fucking hell.
So the police are actually just shooting random people who they think he is because he's that dangerous, pretty much. And yeah, he's pretty much in the woods now, just like fucking survival.
But holy shit.
The thing is, I can't even put gun crime onto, like, gun laws on it because he was an ex-police officer. He's gonna have guns still attached to him from being in the police force and also being in the Navy.
That man has very many contacts.
Let's just say he isn't coming out or leaving.
Did he have a reason? Did he actually have a...
Yeah, he lost his job.
Just because he lost his job?
Yeah. Because he was, like, unlawfully fired or something, he believes, so he just fucking went out there.
What a fucking legend.
And pretty much, the police made a conference pretty much like, yeah, this is kind of like, serious, he's well-trained, and you tell
Watch
him in
out.
His mind, he was like, we're fucked.
Yeah, they're going, you fucking what? He's been in the system. He knows the ways of in and out, we're all fucked.
Let's just say LA's taking the police force out and putting the army in.
Okay, I'd like to say one thing. America messed up. Another little thing. World's longest cat, Stewie, dies at 8 in Reno. Who keeps on knowledge of this? The world's longest domestic cat. Fuck me. A 1.23 meter cat.
Wait,
in Nevada. Why? I know this has changed from a psychotic... Well,
long.
Not psychotic, killer, but... Who posts the thing where the cat's been killed?
Pretty long. Trying to work it out how long it is.
A meter 23. That's 48.5 inches.
About my penis.
I fucking knew it. Times about 50 for you then, mate.
Boom. Yeah. Well, wait, was it alive or was it killed and like stretched?
After having cancer for a year. Oh, what a lovely thing.
Did someone fuck it to become Facebook famous?
Oh, no. Although I must say, it would probably be able to take it.
Yeah, please tell me there wasn't a bear there. Oh, I thought I saw a tweet. Body cat, I did.
You just screwed up my childhood. Thank you for that. Why? Why, man? Just why?
Oh, I don't know.
Please stop that. That's scaring me now. You freaking weirdo.
Looney Tunes just went fucked up.
Are you kidding me?
What?
I'm just having a wee... Ganders on air the tag of others are available. A stripper arrested after being booed off stage.
Arrested?
Yes.
Wait.
They had a. It's a man who's been booed off and arrested.
Oh, so it was a lady boy.
Hey, nah.
I understand. He's trying to do the ping pong trick. Sanchez. It's okay.
No, they had arrived at Ladies Night expecting to see tanned, muscular stripper Fabio strutting and stuff on the stage.
Oh, it's a male stripper.
Yes, you utter numbnuts. I've just said that.
When you say stripper, I always think female, you know.
It's exactly what I think. But he's actually been clawed all over his chest because instead of getting their Fabio, they got a scruffy novice. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that last name. But wearing grey tracksuit trousers and braces. In other words, they paid for an Adonis and they got some Frank from down the street.
Yo, Napoleon, what are you doing up there? Yeah, Pedro.
Why? I thought it was a woman then. I was thinking, no way.
Yo, Napoleon's doing his little dance on the film. Please tell me you've seen Napoleon Dynamite.
No, I have a like.
Ah, the joke doesn't fit. I'll get a photo for you for Napoleano.
I'm fine. You know, I'm fine. Just leave it. Seriously, leave it now.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's not offensive. It's a film.
No, I know what it is. I really just can't be asked. Move on. Seriously, for the love of fuck. I can't stand it. I don't know why. It's just one of them things where I go, fuck that.
What, the film?
I've seen what it looks like. I think he looks like a dopey shithead. He's one of them people that not even the local paedophile would adopt.
Ew, my god, that's offensive.
How?
I don't know.
I didn't name any certain paedophiles.
To be honest, how can you not like Napoleon Dynamite?
I really don't know. I just really don't like him.
Oh, he's
amazing. He just screams out twat.
He does not scream out twat.
Well, to me he does, okay?
He's amazing.
well, each to their own, I believe. is there anything else we have left?
No.
Shall we end it there?
Sure, why not? Let's do this.
Okay, so that has been the third episode. Before each of us get bored or we end up making the show shit like what we had made the last time. Been well, nice to see you. And over to you, dogs. What are you? Any last message?
Well, you know, same old, same old.
Any shout outs?
Have a nice day. No, not really. Everyone who listens to the show, what's up? Thank you for listening to this show. If you've made it this far, at least. Subscribe.
I'd like to make a little personal shout out to Danny, because thank you for actually listening.
Also, I forgot to mention, because I did mention the last one, I'm partnered on YouTube, so I'm happy.
You're partnered on YouTube?
Yes, I partnered on YouTube.
So how much does that mean that you make?
It's not about really the partnership. Partnership opens a little bit more windows towards me. Like, they help promote me. So I get more viewers. But the money input really comes from the views from people watching. So
get to the point.
You asked me how much money will I make, and it is... It's pretty much going to be the same as last time. All I got to do is really build up my my subscribe base.
In other words, if, like I've said, little dogs, if you're into Minecraft, design technology, and also speed art, then I suggest you really do go onto it, because the stuff that he draws is actually amazing, I'll admit.
I'm going to do some trolling probably later on tonight when we're recording this, which is Friday the 8th of February, if you want to put a date to it. And so, I'm gonna go do some trolling on Left 4 Dead 2 and talk about my new product, USB dildo.
Whoa, what?
I was playing Left 4 Dead 2, I'll fit this in right now. Playing Left 4 Dead 2 with Bryn, and, you know, he was just talking and some people joined, we're playing Versus. And I was randomly talking, just annoying them, and then I randomly started talking about a USB dildo.
Just makes me go, what the fuck?
And then I tried to make them become an investor of my USB dildo contraption.
What the f- Boy, what you been smoking?
They didn't know what the hell I was on about.
Well, so much for the end.
Yeah, end on a high note.
High note, weird note. Definitely. Weird but
if you want to know what it is, it's www.youtube.com/user/littledogs. littledoggz.
And there we have that.
Ice can spell.
Of course, we have our Facebook, which is basically just look up Irish Hound Podcast, and you'll find us. We are also on Twitter.
Irish Hound Pod.
Pardon?
It's at Irish Hound Pod.
Yep, and we also have Podomatic, if you actually do listen to this. But like I said, thank you very much. My shout out to Dan. Thank you. And we're good. Bye.
Adios, amigo.